the EDU 185 Midterm Podcast. With me today are users Bob the Great, Evil Prodigy, and Rex Rome from the AlternateHistory.com, Nation Games Forum, and Nation Games Discord. You guys can introduce yourself, starting with Bob.
Hello, I'm alias Bob the Great.
Evil?
I am online handle Evil Prodigy. I live in Toronto, Ontario, Canada.
Hi, I'm Rex Rome, and I'm...
Well, today the topic is generally video games and education, and our Nation Games as well, education. So we're going to start with the first question over here, based
yes,
on the reading.
Yes, they do cause violence.
Based on the reading, tapping into parallel universes using superhero comic books and sociology courses
by KJ Hall and B. Lucall.
First question, how much emphasis and importance do you place on representation or cultural depictions of superheroes in modern culture? So let's start with Bob.
I don't think that we should focus too much on representation. I think it's historically inaccurate for superheroes to be represented in society.
It's probably the truth that most ancient Greeks were not demigods or fought in the Trojan War. And Rex, any thoughts of your purposes on this subject?
Like, I guess representation is always a good thing to have, like, as a rule of thumb, but it really depends on the specific context of when and where and how it's used.
Second question, based on the TED Talk, Comic Books Belong in the Classroom by Jean Yang. What are some subjects you think are better taught through visual and narrative experiences that are presented in comic books? What are some subjects that you would think would not benefit? Let's start with Rex now.
Some subjects that would not benefit from comic books. That's fairly easy, I'd say. Anything science and math related would be pretty difficult to teach through comic book media, I'd say.
In terms of courses that wouldn't do well, I'm in agreement with Rex. But anything that tries to teach levels of creativity and intuitiveness, stuff like English, history, drama, music, various assorted arts courses.
I think that personally, I would have been a bit more invested in some of my English stories if they were in a visual medium. Let's go with the third question then. Based on the TED Talk, The Game That Can Give You 10 Extra Years of Life by Jane McGonigal, do you feel that games, whether video games or nation games that we play on the forums, have helped you develop your personal life and sense of self, or do you feel that they have inadvertently damaged it? Let's go first with Evil.
I find that nation games provide, or at least video games in general, certainly provide a positive impact, at least upon my life. They are the reason behind my fascination and interest in history.
Bob, let's hear your nation game overall experience.
My daily life as a member of the United States spends most of its free time not on nation games, on video games and getting drunk. I would say that nation, or maybe they keep me from becoming even dumber than I already am. I think most of the things, like books that I read, at this point, they're really all in some way related to nation games. Probably wouldn't read nearly as many books. Probably wouldn't write anything at all if it weren't for nation games.
Personally, nation games for me have been a huge investment of time and resources, and it's also been an investment into this community. Now, to the fourth question, teaching social studies with video games by McGuth, List, and Wunderel. How have video games, especially our nation games that we play together, affected how you pursued history through your K-12 experience? Let's go again with Rex.
I would say that my first nation game, especially Bay Victus, has totally propelled me on this path of enthusiasm for the classics and ancient history as a whole in general.
My answer to the question is, I don't think I've really learned anything from regular video games. Like, they definitely got me interested in history. But once I started studying history, I realized that they were all completely wrong. Like, there are video games that are historically authentic, in a way, but I haven't played a single one that's actually historically accurate.
Moving on to the fifth and final question. Based on moral development through social narratives and game design by Vicaros and DeGand, nation games and computer games can present us with moral challenges and different conundrums based on where the characters or the nations are. Do games present a good opportunity to address and open dialogues about things like atrocities, moral dilemmas? Alright, let's go with Bob then.
I think that atrocities should be included. If it's a historical video game and it's trying to portray history, then it needs to portray both the good and the bad things that happened. Otherwise, you have a biased interpretation of history, which you can definitely get from video games and movies, just like actual historical works.
Any video game that is sort of a first-person experience, you know, your Call of Duty's, your Battlefield, or boots on the ground sort of thing, any level of gratuitous violence. Or, say, in the Wolfenstein game, the first one of the new series where you visit a concentration camp. Like, that's cool. You get to go, you go undercover into a concentration camp, you see boots on the ground, you get to see what the situation is like. Granted, it's a little bit dramatized, as, you know, things are, but you get to sort of see it.
I had this idea once where if I was a teacher and I had several groups of students, I would try and have at least one day a week where there's a large multiplayer game of Crusader Kings 2. Because one of the things I thought that game could teach was chaos and randomness in history. Because history can be exciting, it can be dynamic, and it's also just about how people live their lives and how people went about their ambitions. I'm going to, at the very least, do a cutoff here for the outro of the podcast. So thank you very much, you guys. This has been an EDU 185 podcast. Let's have our three guests sign off.
That's Bob.
So a toast to Jankmaster 98, otherwise known as Nathan Future B in this class because of the terrible grade that he's about to get.
Evil, that's your cue.
Signing off.
Yeah, I will, I'd raise a glass to that if I had any left. See you,
It's been nice, I guess, talking with all of y'all, and y'all, Jake Master, good mark.
Stopping the podcast now.